Bust, episode 7, on brand.
So, this is like the nicest sushi place. I'm so excited. You know, they had sushi in the Lyra Galaxy like before humans made it. And it's like really similar. Some people think that sushi just must be so good a concept that it was spontaneously invented twice in two different places. But lots of people think that it proves a conspiracy of early alien contact on Earth. What do you reckon?
Huh? Oh, I reckon it's overpriced.
My treat. It's a congratulations for the shop's first quarterly profit.
Thank you, Beth. I still can't quite believe it. Whoa, this place is fancy.
Yeah, I think a lot of the rich and famous come here. That guy over there with the three eyes, he's like alien royalty. Oh, and over there is this huge mining executive.
Oh my god! That's Charlie James!
Who?
Oh, you know, youngest ever female billionaire on multiple planets. She set up her own trans species beauty company when she was like 16 or something crazy. She's my icon.
Oh, cool. Go say hi.
No, I can't. It's too embarrassing.
Hey, Charlie. Yeah, hi.
Oh my god.
My friend here is your biggest fan.
Hi.
Aw, that's so sweet. I love meeting my fans. What's your name?
I'm Gia. I read your book, Reaching for the Stars, like 100 times. It's actually what encouraged me to start my own business.
Oh, cute. What business is that?
It's a bubble tea shop just on this station.
It just made its first quarterly profit.
Oh, wow. Not quite in the billions, I imagine, but impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I love meeting fans and I love helping female entrepreneurs. How about I come check out your shop, maybe give you a couple of pointers? I'm on the station for a week.
Oh my god, that would be amazing.
Great, are you free now?
Yes.
Gia, we didn't even have lunch. I need my sushi.
God, sushi can wait. Let's go.
Oh, isn't it just adorable in here? Such a good use of space.
Thank you. I'll take you behind the scenes if you want. This is Zimri, my head chef, and this is Ben. He sorts out the business stuff.
Pleasure to meet you. You know, I think it's so good of you to hire people of diverse backgrounds.
Oh, Ben isn't quite so different once you get to know him.
Well, it's good to meet you guys. You might have heard of me. I'm Charlie James.
Oh my god. You are on Dancing on the Stars. Your tango in week 7 transformed my life.
One of my many hobbies. But I'm an influencer by trade, and I'm here to help you guys build your brand. I don't normally do this, but honestly, Gia, you remind me of myself when I was younger and poorer.
So kind of you.
Yeah, cheers. Although our business is actually doing pretty well.
Oh, naturally. But you know, a bit of knowledge from someone who's done it all before is invaluable.
Oh, of course. And we're all very grateful. Aren't we, Ben?
Yes, boss. I need to borrow you for a second.
Sure. Zimri, why don't you show Charlie how it all works?
Gladly.
Sorry, I didn't realise our business needed expert help.
It doesn't need it, but she offered and she's so cool. She started her own business when she was...
Yeah, very impressive. Did she go to business school?
She didn't need to. I'm sorry, I should have asked you, but it can only be good for the shop. And it's only for like a week.
Okay, brilliant. Yeah, fine. I look forward to working with her.
Good morning, everyone. Are you all excited for a great day of work?
Gosh, you're perky.
You have to be. Start every day with a positive attitude. That's the key to success.
Fuck me. I need a coffee.
See, that is a perfect example of the wrong attitude.
8 a.m, give me a break.
Well, we've got a lot of work to do. Step one, you guys need to work on your publicity. I mean, you don't even have a website. What's up with that?
Yeah, okay, we can do that.
And we could shoot some videos. That'd be totally cute. Live blogging a business is a great way to show you're, like, real people. Or real aliens. I don't discriminate.
One does enjoy being placed in front of a camera, one does admit.
Also, I think you should review your pricing. Don't underestimate the value of your product. I think you can get away with at least a 20% increase.
20%? Wouldn't that, like, totally just, like, put off customers?
No, silly! They'll barely notice the difference, and you get to make more money. Easy.
Seems perfectly reasonable to me.
Zimri, with all due respect, you're not the strongest mathematician.
And you know what? If you lower the quantities in the drinks, just by a little bit, no one will notice either. It's easy profit.
That's so clever.
Since when was scamming customers clever?
Ben! Thanks so much, Charlie, for this advice. We'll implement it as soon as possible. For now, though, we should start to open up shop, okay?
Yes. Aprons at the ready, team.
Oh, those are so cute. Love the colour. Here's to a great day at work.
Hello. Why are you still here?
I'm just observing your normal business practice, you know? See how things work around here.
Why are you in the kitchen by yourself, though?
Oh, I'm just nosy, I guess.
Okay. And you were messing with the settings on our machinery, because...
You ask way too many questions. Anyone ever tell you that?
Oh, lots of people. What are you actually doing here? Why are you messing with us? I'm telling Gia.
It doesn't matter. Gia will never believe you.
You bad businesswoman!
Gia, we need to talk about Charlie.
Oh, she's brilliant, isn't she? She's overhauled our shop front, she's helped me place an order for some Burst branded cups. She's even offered to design a website for us for free.
Well, that's just it. Look where she's placed the order for materials. Charlie's Fabrics. Look at where she's ordered the cups from, another one of Charlie's businesses. They're both at extortionate prices for an awful product. She's using you for profit.
What have you got against Charlie? She's giving up her free time to help grow our business. She knows her product line inside and out. Of course she's going to recommend them. And she offered us a 5% discount.
Grow up. I haven't got to the worst of it. Earlier, I found her messing with our machinery in the kitchen, changing settings and dumping good ingredients. I don't know why, but she's clearly trying to sabotage your business. And I'm telling you, I'm not going to stick around and watch things fall apart.
Oh, seriously, Ben, just leave her alone. I'm sure there's a perfectly rational explanation. And just because you're paranoid about the corporate octopus...
I'm not paranoid, he's real!
Doesn't mean everyone's out to get you. Listen, just take the evening off, we'll talk again tomorrow.
If it's even worth me turning up.
Thanks for a great day, guys.
Yes, bravo, everyone! But Gia, we should have a chat about future strategies.
Of course. See you all tomorrow.
Good evening.
You really have done a remarkable job here, Gia. Your commitment to the shop is outstanding and your passion really shows.
It does? Thank you. That's amazing coming from you.
Yes. So, I've set up a website for the shop. It should be live now. Make sure to send it to everyone you know. Pricing changes, we can phase in soon. I just have one more suggestion about your employees. I do wonder if you need a business consultant. You're a bright young girl yourself, and to be honest with you, it seems Ben costs more than he's worth.
Oh, I don't know how to do finances and stuff.
You mustn't put yourself down. I see it in so many female entrepreneurs. You don't believe in yourselves enough, so you hire an unnecessary man as a sort of reassurance because you're conditioned to think men are more competent. As a result, your profits are lower than they could be.
I guess I'd never thought about it that way. But I really don't think I could do this without him.
Oh, Gia, darling. You can't let your feelings get in the way of your...
I don't have...
It would be such a shame if you compromised your business for... the patriarchy. For a boy.
It would.
So?
I'll think about it.
Good. I think that if you just listen to my advice, you'll go far.
Beth, I don't know what to do. Maybe she's right. Maybe my judgment has been clouded.
Do you really think that you could handle spreadsheets alone? Besides, I'm not too impressed by Charlie's changes. I mean, the website.
What about it?
Did you not look over it?
No, I let her do it. Why? What's wrong?
Okay, well, first of all, the colour scheme is awful. And then the homepage just says Bubble Burst has closed permanently.
That's weird. Really weird. Oh god, Ben was right. I hate it when he's right.
What do you mean?
Well, he said her financial advice was stupid and then he said he caught her messing with our equipment, but I didn't believe him. I didn't think she'd actually try to hurt us, but she is trying to sabotage our business.
Why would she do that?
I don't know. I'm going to have to confront her.
Morning, all.
Morning. Right, before we start today, I need to call a whole team business strategy meeting.
Ooh, get you, corporate woman.
What a wonderful idea.
Charlie, I've decided you're right. I am good enough, and I don't need to rely on extra people to help me.
I'm glad you've seen the light.
Yes. So, you're fired. I mean, not that you were ever, like, technically hired, but, like, get out. We don't want your help and we don't want you in our shop.
Excuse me?
Why are you trying to ruin us? It's not like we're in direct competition with you. We're in completely different industries. Do you just enjoy messing with people?
Oh, Gia, if there's one lesson you take away from me, it's that you must never, ever turn down a business opportunity.
I knew it.
Someone set you up to this.
Let's just say, look out for a big brand announcement in the next few weeks. Charlie Beauty X Space Bucks Edible Makeup Range. I think it's going to be really popular. I can send you some free samples if you want.
You attempted to sabotage us for a makeup line collaboration.
Honestly, I'd sell you out for a dollar. Profit is profit.
What happened to, like, business integrity?
Why should I play by the rules if no one else is? I'm not going to disadvantage myself for something so meaningless as morals. Do you know how hard it is to succeed these days? Back on Earth, it was far easier. Now we have whole new planets full of competitors, target audiences more diverse than ever, and technology races in every sector. You can't afford to let yourself get behind. If that means bending a few rules, telling a few lies, who cares?
You sellout.
Better a successful sellout than a struggling saint.
You weren't always like this. Not when you first started out, at least. I know it.
Yeah, well, business changes you. You'll see one day. Now, I was supposed to stay here a whole week and cause damage, but seeing as you found me out, I suppose I'll leave. I've got better places to be than this squalid station anyway. Remember to look out for that exciting collab project coming soon to a retailer near you.
I promise you guys, I'll never be like her.
Oh, I believe you.
And besides, oh, we wouldn't let you.
I'm sorry, Ben. I'm sorry I didn't believe you. I shouldn't have trusted her over you.
I don't think you can blame yourself. You can see how she became so successful. She's like a young Iago, persuasive to the very core. She's immoral and uncaring. And I tell you what, her tango wasn't even that good on Dancing in the Stars. But she's got charisma.
I guess I just should have been more wary.
In a way, it is a good thing.
It is?
Yeah, so now we know who's trying to ruin the shop. Space Bucks. Of course it's them.
And I'll bet they made that police officer investigate us too.
And now we know they'll stop at nothing. We're all going to have to be more careful. Who knows what they'll try next?
Agreed. Trust no one but ourselves. Not even beauty moguls.
I shall never buy her makeup again, that's for certain.
Oh, it's so annoying. I loved her ranges. Those highlighters are gorgeous.
I'll admit, her lip balm range is super, super moisturising. What? Men can get chap lips too.
Maybe we should set up our own range. Bubble Burst X Beauty Flavoured Lip Balms. Space Bucks is doing it.
I think we've established that Space Bucks isn't a good business model to follow.
Perhaps. Although their profits must be fantastic.
Simri.
I jest.
Oh my god, guys, the new season of Dancing on the Stars is out. Do you want to go watch it?
Yes, please, now.
This has been Burst, written and directed by Marina McCready. It was performed by Marina McCready, Katrina Rose, Alex Lindsay, Thomas Rosenberg, and James Rogers. This episode was edited by Kit Treadwell.
Want to defeat the corporate octopus? Like our page on Facebook for updates.